Okay, good evening, everybody, from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Thank you for your patience for waiting for today's shiur. Today we are learning Lamed Vav Amud Aleph Siman Reish Samach Gimel Si'if Dalid for today. Just one si'if should not take very long. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yaktim L'maher L'adliko Ba'udah Yom Gadol. A person should not light Neiru Shabbos when it's still very early in the day. Sha'azeinu Nikr Shemadliko L'kvot Shabbos. Because if you light it way before Shabbos, it's not going to be Nikr that you're lighting the candles for Kavod Shabbos. That the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is to do things in advance of Shabbos as a way of showing honor to Shabbos, but it has to be evident that you're doing it for Shabbos. If you turn on the lights sometime early in the day when it's nowhere near Shabbos yet, so that doesn't show any Kavod Shabbos. Begam lo ya'acher. However, one also has to be very careful not to light too late on Friday afternoon, because then you might run into Shabbos. You might be trying to push it till the last minute, and you go a minute past the last minute, and that would be terrible. That would be Chil Shabbos. If you want to light Shabbos candles when it's still broad daylight, and just be Makabel Shabbos early, that's not considered to be doing it early. So if you happen to be making early Shabbos, so you light candles right before you make early Shabbos. But even that only works from Plaga Mincha, meaning once you're ready earlier than Plaga Mincha, it's too early to be Makabel Shabbos, as we've seen many times already, and therefore it's too early to light Shabbos candles. But if it's already Plaga Mincha, even though the sun is still out and still broad daylight, you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos, and since you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos, you light Shabbos candles at that time. And it is Nikr that you're doing it for Kavod Shabbos, because you are experiencing Shabbos right then. Shehu Shor Ruvia Kodem Alayla. When is Plaga Mincha? An hour and a quarter before Laila, which we know that the Mechaber is assuming, like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, so it means the very late Laila. V'ayin L'kaman Simen Reish Samach Zayin, V'im Haya Nikr that if the candle was already lit, so you know the lights are on already, meaning that was the illumination they had in their house was from candles. So the candle was already lit from earlier. That may fulfill the Sholem Bayis aspect of Neir Shabbos, but you need to do something with Kvod Shabbos. So what you do is you blow out the candles and then you extinguish the candles and then you go and you light them again L'Kvod Shabbos. So that way, you're fulfilling that element of Shabbos candles, which is the core element, which is Kavod Shabbos. Sif, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tesvav, Ba'od Hayom Gadol. So we said, don't light candles when it's still very early. Haynu Kushuzman Harbe Kodem Tosef Shabbos, which means way before you start observing Shabbos, before Tosef Shabbos. Uzman Tosef Shabbos HaShulchan Aruch Hu Ma'at Kodem Tosef Shkia. Remember, according to the Mechaber, who's going with Rabbeinu Tam's Manim, the time of Tosef Shabbos is some small period of time before Sof Hashkia, right? Sof Hashkia is 3 1/4 meal after what we call Shkia. Vayin beber alach, vayin besim reish samach alav, mishu burus if katan chav gimel, demaskinan sham, demisha parish atzmo mimalach, chatz yisho al kol panim, shlisha kodem Hashkia, ashrei lo, do yosef yidei kol harishonim, that if a person stops doing malacha either 20 minutes or a half hour prior to Shkia, that's the best, because then he's fulfilling every Shita and Rishonim in terms of Tosef Shabbos. And you could certainly light candles at that time, and we typically we typically advertise Zman HaDakas Neiros, not here in Yerushalayim, but in the rest of the world, as 18 minutes before Shkia. Sivkatan Tazayin, Lo Ya'acher, you should not delay too much either. Haynu Heichashu Madlik B'tzimtzum B'sof Zman HaMutter. If you're lighting at the very end of the time that it's mutter to light, V'atam, and the reason you should not do that is Mishum D'Shem B'Benkach Ya'acher Zman. You might run a few minutes late, and then you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. V'ayin Lo B'sim Reish Al-Vesim Gani Ra'alif Mishabura. This is something that the Mishabura has spoken about several times already, about the women who are running late because they're showering, and the husband should not worry about the Shalom Bayis and light the candles right away because you can't risk the Chil Shabbos, etc. That apparently was a major concern. Sivkatan Yud Zayin, Ulekabel Olav. So this is going where the Shulchan Aruch had said that if you want to be Makabel Shabbos early, so then you light candles early when you're being Makabel Shabbos. Hainu Sheyufro Shatzmo Mikol Malachos Asuros Vafilu Meosim Dvorim Shemusur Midrabanan. Meaning once you start observing Shabbos fully, that you're not doing Melachas Daraisa nor Melachas Darabanan, so then it's the right time to light candles right at that moment. Sivkat and Yudches Ulamayla Avol Kodem Plaga Mincha, that it's only, you're only allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, but prior to Plaga Mincha in Kabbalah Kabbalah Af B'Diavid, it doesn't even work as a Kabbalah Shabbos if you're Mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. The Mishabur already discussed when exactly Plaga Mincha is, according to Rabbi Matam and according to the Gra, and certainly prior to the Plaga Mincha of the Gra, there's absolutely zero, a person cannot be Mekabel Shabbos Halayla. So the Shulchan Aruch had said Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Halayla. Hainu Tseis Shlosha Kochavim, that's the emergence of three stars. That's what Layla is. So an hour and a quarter prior to Tseis HaKochavim is Plaga Mincha. V'das HaLevush VaHagra, however, the Levush and the Gra hold the Plaga Mincha Shor Raviyah Kodem HaShkia is an hour and a quarter prior to Shkia. Ulekuli Alma Shor Raviyah Zo Hishah Zmanis, and everyone agrees that the way we measure this Sha'a Uraviyah is with Sha'os Manios and not with actual 60 minute hours. Ta'ayin HaShemeshchali Kol Yom L'Shnei Masar Chalakim L'fi Sha'osav Bein Shuhu Aruch HaKotzer, which means that you take the full day, whether it's longer or short, a long summer day or a short winter day, you divide it into 12 even parts, and that's your hour. What is the starting point of what you're going to divide into 12? According to the Mechaber, you divide from Alos until Tseis HaKochavim, so it's a much longer period of time that you're dividing into 12 pieces. Whereas according to the Levush and the Gra, you're dividing the time period from sunrise to sunset, which is a much shorter period of time. Sivkat and Chaf, so we said that if the candles were already lit, and they were lit from Miboda Yom Gadol, from when it was still broad daylight outside, so blow them out or relight them. Says Mishbura, Afilu Maya Achar Plaga Mincha, even if it was after Plaga Mincha, Umayri Shayu Dalukul Inyan Acher, we're talking about where they weren't lit for the sake of Shabbos, meaning even if the candles were lit after Plaga Mincha, but they were just lit because you were lighting up the house, you were just illuminating the house, but you weren't being Mekabel Shabbos by lighting those candles, and now, an hour later, you want to be Mekabel Shabbos, so that's what we're saying, blow them out and relight them. Obviously, if they were lit only from the Friday morning or something, so no matter whether you had in mind for Kabbalah Shabbos or not for Kabbalah Shabbos, it wasn't a Kabbalah Shabbos, and you're going to have to blow them out and relight them. Avalim, Hidluk L'tzorach Shabbos. But if it was both after Plaga Mincha, and when you lit them L'tzorach Shabbos, maybe you weren't ready to be Mekabel Shabbos yet. You were going to be Mekabel Shabbos a half hour later because you still needed to get in the car and to go somewhere. A woman has a simcha in a neighboring community. She's going to walk back 2 miles, so she wants to light Shabbos candles at home, but she doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos when she's lighting the candles. So she's lighting after Plaga Mincha, but it's still way before she's being Mekabel Shabbos, so you're not supposed to do that if you don't absolutely have to, but it works if you do, meaning it does count as Hadlakas Neros. Av Shalo Kibul of Shabbos Badlakaso, even though at the time of the Hadlaka you were not being Mekabel Shabbos, Mikol Makom Ein Tzarech Lechbos, so that you don't have to extinguish the flames. After L'Chalchil Lo Yolo L'Hadlak Kol Kach Mikodem, even though the Mechaber right here said you're not supposed to light so early because it's not as nicker that you're lighting for Kvod Shabbos. Sheinu Nikar Shemadlik L'Tzarech Shabbos, because it's not so recognizable that you're lighting for Tzarech Shabbos. Mikol Makom B'diavad Shafir Dami V'ayim V'ber Alacha, but B'diavad it works. So what we learned today is two things, basically. Number one, we learned that you shouldn't light too early unless it's after Plaga Mincha, and you're being Mekabel Shabbos at the time of the lighting. You need both of those conditions, and you also shouldn't light too close to the latest man, because you might be Mekabel Shabbos. Second thing we learned is that if a candle was lit either before Plaga Mincha, or it was lit after Plaga Mincha, but not for the sake of Shabbos, then you blow it out and you relight the candle. If it was lit after Plaga Mincha for the sake of Shabbos, but you happen to have not been Mekabel Shabbos at that time, and you know there was a long delay, then you do not need to blow it out. Then you keep those candles as your Shabbos candles. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next week we will pick up, as of now the plan is that I'll be back in America at that time, so we will pick up with Reish Samach Gimel, Si'if Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.